On a previous time, when you were talking about the stenographer being the recorder to keep track of all our doubles.
Oh, no. We never said that, ever. But we said that the stenographer takes care and keeps track of your realized and unrealized creations.
Is it creations or is it manifestations?
There is no difference.
Well, here not too long ago, we made a big difference about a manifestation and a creation.
That's the application that's different, but she's talking about the essence of to create. It's the same.
Are we still going to have the stenographers when we start the living water?
Who knows? They're all dead now. You got the Walking Dead kind of running the show now. JW6 actually prefers the Walking Dead to work with. They don't ask any goddamn questions.
We don't have any soul, also no dark soul.
Well, you don't have a dark soul. Bob's the dark soul. Bob's the only trouble you got. You get Bob right, you don't have nothing else to worry about.
I'm the only trouble you got. Did he say JW6? JW6 refers to the zombies?
Yes.
Wendy, heard the six.
Nope, that
Sarah,
was Sarah.
You heard the six. You're not fucking with me.
Yes. No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But Bob does like to fuck. Just don't, he doesn't want you to fuck with
me. Fuck that. I don't like fight. I don't fuck nothing. Never fuck again.
Now, talk to him in a few hours from now, and he'll say, I fuck everything that moves.
That's not me.
You're right. That's not true, because it's actually, you'll fuck anything that'll be still. That's what
right,
it is.
Right. He's a lover. He's not a fighter. Just be still.
Yeah, just a lover.
Ion, are all our bodies coming together, like, all the double?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Is there evidence that
yummy.
We see or feel?
Yes, the orgasms will be euphoric.
Wendy evoked the orgasm theme. Ion gets everything from who he's talking to.
Ooh, yum.
Well, they're not too bad lately.
Are you bragging or complaining?
I'm grateful.
Well, it's good. Yes.
I wish the same for Ed. I wish Ed was part of it. It's you and Bart, right, Wendy? It's you and Bart on the sidebar.
Oh, that's
who else did we offend? Who else did we offend last week, Bob? Anyone left?
Only Roxy and Eliza.
Oh, okay.
Is there other evidence? Like, I am noticing a lot of. I don't know what you'd call it, double body activity. I locked a door, and then 15 minutes later, somebody opened the door and walked in, so obviously someone else unlocked it.
Okay. You know how neurotic you are about having things put away?
Yes.
And now everything's a little disheveled, and then you go back and you straighten it again, and then you straighten it again, and it's a little disheveled. All of you are not as neat and tidy as this one of you is.
Is this something that has to happen, is that all of ourselves join as one?
Is being so neurotic about things being so precise really that necessary in your world?
Not like it used to be, but yes, I used to be quite neurotic about things being perfect.
Darling, we think they might still be a little on the hair of perfect side yet.
Okay.
So, you know, you are not organizationally challenged. Let's just say it that way. Is that all right?
That's right. I love organization.
Okay. Well, not all of the rest of you do. That's what we're saying.
Is there something, some way that we know as these, like, I don't know how many there are of myself in particular running around. Is there some way I know as they come together?
We just told you. Look at your penny drawer and see if it's all messed up.
So that means they've joined me.
No, that means they're not being neat like you.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you lose your tea?
Oh, yes, I've had strange things with tea. I go to make a cup and I turn around and there's a hot cup sitting there already.
Ta-da! There you go. That's
the point. So this is a good thing.
Well, the good is relative. Martha Stewart would probably supply attributes to say it was a good thing. What if we said it was a bad thing? Would it make a difference?
Well, actually, I don't mean good or bad, but I mean, is this a necessary thing?
No, it's not necessary. It's fun.
Yeah, it
is.
It
should be.
It is fun.
And if it's not, then you want to change it. Then you're not doing it right. You got enough, Bob. You need some Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean is the queen of this stuff because it lets it flow. I mean, she'll go so far and she has a magic wand, her little Hogwarts sword. And she'll whirl around and things. Some doesn't go right. She'll just start squishing it and making it go. And she's the only person on the planet who can put the toothpaste actually back into the tube. She can and does. You ever tried that? Squirt toothpaste out of the tube and try to put it back? She can.
No.
Well, but see, then the whole point, that's the conversation, is, Now, you're asking about segues. Segues go to amino acids. Amino acids go to lysine. Lysine goes into the perforated lining of the cellular walls that allows the body to magically, or allows the rings in the arms of chromosome 14 to open. It's the key. It's the little porcelain man sitting on the mantle through the lock key, through the door of the gate, of the wall that can't be opened, that can't be torn asunder, as you're looking for the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. That's the Isom Lee looking for a stone, Bob.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the lysine?
We were. Now we're talking about the Isom Lee trio. Looking for the stone. That's what we're talking about now.
Now, you talked about the key. That's the 13th gate that's closed.
Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Isom Lee trio. Looking for the stone.
So is
Are they looking for the white stone?
Yes, of course. They wrote a song about it. It's the damnest thing you ever heard. If you ever got to hear it, it'd be great.
You want to play it, Aya?
Form of a stone that
I mean,
liquid.
You got them all worried that if I don't play it, then you go sulk. But it's just a wormhole, man. We don't have to do nothing, Eliza. It's just wormhole issues.
And Ion just brought it up to kind of deflect from the fact that he just spouted out the most important sentence of 2014 ever.
Was he referring to the delivery of the living water, that it will be a stone that we'll get? How is that going to come about? Like,
no, he described how lysine is the key to opening up the arms and rings of chromosome 14 to do all the things that chromosome 14 does to our RNA and DNA.
Right. It was that spiel, because he actually went through the angel diagram briefly.
And we're getting that through the RNA, the lysine?
Yeah, lysine is in the RNA drops. I don't know. I marked the time. I'll go back. You know, we can all go back, and I'm going to transcribe it out and then ask further questions. But, yeah, he said it too fast to really do much questioning
right
now.
What is the best source for taking a lysine naturally? Meat?
Barley.
And we'd like to thank our kind sponsor, Paula Deen, for this hour. Yeah, we're trying to get her to play Bob's new song from Yo Gotti, but she won't do it. We don't know why.
You mentioned Paula Deen a lot, Ion.
We adore her.
Okay, is there anything we should be aware of?
Well, her mentor is JW's bride.
Okay.
Well, see, you have to look at this process of what you call ascending. She was a horrible agoraphobic, was terrible. It's almost like Stephanie, just like an inward nothingness. And then all of a sudden you just sort of blossom, and next thing you know you go to die, then the next thing you know you're Bruno Mars.
Who's Stephanie?
Oh, you know.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Of course. Is that Paula Deen, she's taking the RNA drops?
We didn't say.
No comment, you didn't say. Okay, fair enough.
Hey, Brian, no, when he says we didn't say, it means that he nodded, but you can't see what he nodded.
He nodded. That is,
yeah.
Did he nod?
He didn't say
up
it.
And down,
he nodded
and
answered.
He said left and right. Okay.
Right. Was that up or down?
We didn't say.
They nodded in response to that. Did I hear Ion request Yo Gotti? Did he request it?
No, he did not. He did not request that.
Ion, was there something special about the two young women who took us to the ritual house in the outskirts of Cincinnati in the 80s?
Whoa. Special. Let's see. We should qualify that. Our special and your special may not be the same special.
I really don't know how special they were, other than they were taking us to a house that wasn't a house in the normal sense, and how would they know it was there? And I never asked them, so it's a question I've always wondered.
They obviously weren't from here. Obviously, and where you went to was obviously not here. So it was there. Did you concur?
Yes.
Well, so you went from here with them to there, and there was a different place than here. The amazing thing is that you actually got back. The amazing thing. Do you remember?
Did I have... Well, Mary Jane and Miller involved, so not so much.
Okay. So do you see the shift there? It's like, wait a second, you know you got back?
As far as I know, yes.
As far as you know, that's when we're asking.
I got back, but was it the same?
What if here was there?
So you're saying at that time I switched to parallel worlds?
We didn't say anything. We asked you a simple question that you don't know the answer to.
That's why I'm asking the question about it all these years later.
Well, we've developed this a little, yes?
Yes, a little. You've added a new dynamic.
For what you remember about your world before you went... Describe the things that are different now than were not that way then. Before you went, you knew your world a certain way. Now you know your world. Is there things that are the same as before? Anything? Or is everything different now?
I suppose it was like physical validation for all those things I always thought were possible, but never really
knew.
Did
you have a childhood home?
Yes.
Was your childhood home on a street?
Yes, it was on a street.
Have
it was on a cul-de-sac.
There lately?
No, I have not.
Have you been there since you were at this other house for a visit?
No, or have I? Maybe I have.
And your recollection is it's closer to the street than it was when you were a child?
Well, being a child, being an adult, you see things as being smaller.
We didn't ask you to explain it. We asked you if you were aware of it.
Yes, I was aware the dimensions seemed to be a little different.
Okay, good. Then maybe you did make it back.
You're saying the house was bigger? In the other world?
Closer. It was closer to the street.
Explain the purpose of these two gals in taking us to this ritual house.
Frosted Flakes.
Okay, anybody want to help me out with Frosted Flakes? Is there some...
There may be.
Sugar.
What state was that in?
Sugar.
That
too much
Ohio,
sugar
Ohio.
For a dime. Yes, that would be Ohio.
Get that tiger by the tail.
Yeah, I'm thinking Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
So sugar.
I just did the commercial. He knows it. They're great.
And the ritual house itself, I'm in that world now.
We didn't say. We asked you, and you didn't know. So anything we say really wouldn't matter, would it? If you don't know, how could we possibly convince you?
Well, you're obviously telling me things I wasn't aware of, so maybe I'm not so observant about what I thought I saw.
Well, welcome to our world. But we're just saying that the quantitative position. Oh, by the way, we're going to get to the ceasing of QE-47. Matter of fact, let's just do that right now, because that'll probably affect your world more than anything. Hey, Bob.
QE-7?
47, yeah.
QE-47.
Yeah, we've
quantum easing? Quantum
yeah,
easing.
Yeah, quantitative. Quantitative.
Quantitative easing.
This is where we take our money and we buy our bonds so we can print our money. And then we can buy our bonds so we can print our money. It's the most ridiculous thing that's ever thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's strictly illegal, but it doesn't make any difference. Everything is. So we were having a conversation with our favorite chairman, Miss Janet. We adore her.
Janet Yellen, who replaced Ben Danke, Berdanke.
Ben Bernanke. Yes, from Savannah, Georgia.
Were you talking to her while she was sipping on her magnesium remag or rebob or relight?
She does a new strange little cocktail thingy thing. It's a different.
Of the drops.
It's okay. Yes.
Oh, and she has a special concoction you provide for her?
Conversation is that if you just stopped it, even though the economy wasn't ready, and even though Ips and Scratch and Skips and Sketch and nothing else matched, and it was etched, and it was not good, we were decided that we might go into the world of Paul Volcker's voodoo economics.
You've been talking about Paul Volcker the last few weeks, mentioning him a lot.
Yes. Yes. It's the only way that Reaganomics worked. You got to have jelly babies. If you don't have jelly babies, voodoo economics doesn't work. Okay, so here's the point. The point is, it stopped. Boom. We're not buying any more bonds. Zoom. It's done. So now what you get. It's like barebacking at the whorehouse. Now you get what you get. So lockdown Bob Rule is fixing to destroy the bond market. If I was a witch, I would get out of the witch. Because the witch does twitch. In the 19th hour of the last Friday of the third Wednesday of the second Tuesday of the ninth hour of the ninth hour. Oh.
As you're saying that, it cites Paul Krugman on why Janet Yellen is the uncentral banker. Krugman may not be happy that the Fed ended their bond buying program Wednesday.
That's quantitative easing.
Don't be telling yet, Bob. We have told you and told you and told you. You run around and
told me, many times.
We told you. Don't be telling yet. Y'all, he just makes this shit up. You can't believe Bob. He's had too much Reverend Stang. That's all it is.
You know who asked me to become his LinkedIn partner was Stang's main buddy, Philo Drummond. The two of them started after my inspiration, the Church of Genius, and a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Drummond requested to become my LinkedIn partner. Of course, I turned him down. I don't do
LinkedIn.
Why
would you do that? You survived that answer. Why couldn't you survive him?
No, they're trying to find out where I'm getting all this money. They're fucking
money,
pissed.
Money.
They are pissed.
Oh, well.
So they can start asking my LinkedIn buddies all about me behind my forehead.
Why don't you just give them some money? That's the way you solve that. You're always looking for a good, healthy deduction.
Well, they got to earn it.
Ooh,
just like in the
ridiculous
Treasure of Sierra Madre, we're going to have to earn this gold, buddies. Hey, I didn't laugh. Hey, you people, let's just stop and note that point that 950 Bob makes.
The travail.
I'll have that in there.
The insidious travail doth ensue.
Bob makes eye on that. You'll see that in the next video.
And there's a quip, and there's a quip and a quote. There's a quip and a quote right after that.
So did we explore QE47 deeply and profoundly and conclusively?
Nobody gave a shit, Bob.
Yeah, these Inets are pretty dumb.
Ion, here's a headline that says, Fed plans to inject another $1 trillion to aid the economy. And it's in the New York Times, and they were announcing that they were going to start purchasing treasury bonds and mortgage securities. And the date of this article is March
18th, 2009. Oh, that's the Ion. Emptied the guff.
Is that a coincidence?
No, it's how you ran the market up so Bob could take over the world.
Oh, it did happen.
Because see, look at the number of times the stock market's gone up and down 1,000 points since then.
Yeah.
Look at the number of times it's gone up and down 1,000 points. Hey, Bob, when the stock market goes up 1,000 points, how much money, real money, is that?
Not much.
And when it goes down 1,000 points, how much money is that? Real money is that? Does somebody have a Googler? Hey, does someone have a Googler? Anybody for a Googler? We need a good old healthy. We need a good old healthy Googler. Anybody?
Well, which market are you talking about? Well, talking about the Dow?
The New York Stock Exchange. It's okay. That's fine. Dow Jones Industrial Averages. It really doesn't matter. The question is when the stock market goes up 1,000 points or down 1,000 points, how much real money is that changed hands?
Well, if you're talking about the entire market, it's a lot.
Tell us.
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm just saying it's a lot because you're talking about every... Well, yeah, I do, but I don't know.
Well, I know
you're
proud of it.
The May 6th crash, I mean, when that 2010 crash was 1,000 points.
2011, I think. It could have been 2011, not 20.
The flash
crash? Blood moon. Yeah, I think that was 2011 because we were fully aware. I'll check that. You carry on. I'll check the date. Yeah, that's one where the B replaced the M, right?
Yeah, $4.1 billion, maybe. It initiated.
Oh, you're right. It is 2010. Yep, I think it is. Flash crash, 2010. Is that the one where they thought the B was the M? Someone put a B instead of an M? Anyways, Ion did that, and that was before the year of turbulence, 2011. He's done it a couple of times later.
So it's a lot of money.
Well, tell us.
You watch us into this room, Sarah. You get us out.
I'm looking. I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up. Just Google how many dollars per point.
Well, Bert knows all about this world. Bert, what do you know about this flash crash?
I know nothing about stocks, Bob. Bonds, yes, but stocks, no.
If Legend wasn't such a coward, he could come in and bring his nonsense knowledge in. He might add to this.
You're saying that the government, the Treasury, is not going to buy their own bonds back anymore?
Nope.
And so that's going to cause a crash?
We weren't answering the question. We were asking one.
So it went down by 3% in 4 minutes, but I don't know how much the dollar value of that is.
Okay.
First of all, when you say about market, are you talking about the NASDAQ? You talking about the Dow? You talking about the S&P 500? Which market are you talking about?
We already said Dow Jones Industrial Averages.
Brian says in the Wikipedia it plunged about 1,000 points, about 9%, only to recover those losses within minutes. It was the second largest point swing, 1,010.14 points, and the biggest one-day point decline, 998.5 points, on an intraday basis in Dow Jones Industrial Average history. So you're trying to get the exact money value?
Yeah, it's $10 one unit. So every unit is a unit a point. Let's see, one point is $10 per contract. That's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But it doesn't sound right. Let's see.
No, it's not right.
That's a minimum of 1 point.
Yeah. But, Sarah, I mean, to do it in a couple of minutes is pretty astounding, isn't it?
Quarter.
That's not the astounding point. That's not even our question. That's not even the point. It's gone up and down 1,000 points a bunch. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And what we're saying is every time it goes up or down 1,000 points, how much money is that?
Well, there's no money in the world, so what are we referring to?
Okay, then you better play some Chuck Wagon Gang or something then.
Looking at the Wikipedia, do you see any amount? I mean, they didn't know how to find the amount?
Well, I know if I trade the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's a dollar a point. So if it moves 1,000 points, that's $10,000.
No.
I'm reading real quick. It says the $1 trillion market value disappeared on that day.
That's it. A 1,000 points equals $1 trillion. Every time it goes up 1,000 points, that's $1 trillion. Every time it comes down 1,000 points, that's $1 trillion. Now, this is like any good love affair. Sometimes you're pitching and sometimes you're catching. But every time it moves 1,000 points, it's $1 trillion. Bob knew this. We've had this conversation when it was happening, and Bob wet himself. He saw himself right there in front of everybody. He was so excited. He didn't know how to act, right? He was babbling around.
I got
like
ass cancer
banshee,
that day.
Like somebody's banshee, right? He was talking to me, and he was so excited, and he was on the cry, and he was upset, and he said, "Hey, Carolyn, what's $1 trillion?
Where do you see that, Bert? Is that Article 72 or...
No, it's on the same page in Wikipedia. You have to scroll down, and it's under the heading Aftermath, and it says Stock Market Reaction.
You should have went to your archives the day, one of the days that it has occurred, where you were having conversations with us as it was taking place. Wouldn't that
drop
be
again on the 19th of December?
Look at the moves. Just do a chart and see up and down, up and down, up and down. How many times? If you knew what with triangulation, if you knew what the market was going to do, and you could strategically place your positions from the up and down seesaw of the up and down, there is no time. So if A is to B, what is C to B?
You guys aren't asking enough questions tonight. I mean, questions are being asked, but come on. Now, you know, Sheila, is she still here? Now, Sheila, I say on the Roxy interview that Allison and Sheila and Deb come up with all these questions during their Gaga thing, and do they write them down and call in and ask them? No, they don't. So, Sheila, can you remember a question that you came up with during your recent Gaga and ask it of Ion?
Yeah, I had some Burning Bush questions and some Cloud questions. But I came
in. Hey,
Sheila,
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Do you remember the order of the lampstands around the altar?
The order in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4, like that?
Yeah, 1 is front center. That's 1. But then I remember they alternated back and forth, but... Was 2 on the left side of the altar or on the right side of the altar?
The one that's smaller in the Ascension painting.
Well,
you're looking
which
at
one's
the Ascension
that?
Painting, the one that's the smallest on the left or the right, because they go up in size. I think it's on the left.
So 2 would be the one on the left, and then you'd go over to the right side. That'd be 3. Then you go back to the left side. 4, right, okay.
Yeah.
So once you get to 1 that's in the middle, you go to the left. That's number 2. Is that what you're saying?
If it's the smaller one, I'm not looking at the Ascension painting. Whichever is the smallest one is number 2.
I didn't know that they were...
Yep, they change in size. In height, I should say.
Right, but they go up in size by pairs. You got the first 2, which are shorter than the next 2, and then the middle one. You know, they get taller as you go back.
Really?
But
I'm going to say with what I remember, is that I would start on the left then and make that number two. Probably how I drew it.
I have a picture here. It's V-shaped with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's 1, 7, 2, 6, 3, 5, 4.
What are you looking
what
at?
What are you saying, Kyle?
I have a drawing of it. Each church has a number. The front two are 1 and 7. The next two are 2 and 6. The next two are 3 and 5. And the one in the front or in the behind, which however way you look at it, is 4.
You're saying churches do. So you look. Are you looking at a candelabra?
I'm looking at the 7 churches that referred to in Revelation. Each one of them has a candle.
Oh, so you're getting this off of Google or something?
Yeah. The Church of Ephesus is number 1. Smyrna is number 2. Pergamum is number 3. Tyrica is number 4. Sardis is number 5. Philadelphia is 6. Laodicea is number 7. They're in a V shape. It's 1 and 7 being the front two, 2 and 6 being the next two, 3 and 5 being the next two, and 4 standing alone.
Well, I can tell you based on what that says, if that won't line up with the Ascension painting. Of course, obviously, with the Ascension painting, you got an altar right in the middle of them. So, with the
you're welcome to correct them, Ion. Well, what you going to do with the Ark of the Covenant if you're going to do it that way?
What do you mean? The Ark's not been painted yet.
Oh, sorry. It has in our world.
What are you referring to, Ion? You're throwing the Ark of the Covenant, and where are you throwing it in?
The burning bush.
Okay, this is something different. This must be one of Sheila's questions.
No, it's not. It's exactly what you... Well, we don't... You're not sure what you're talking about, so how could we?
Well, where's the Ark of the Covenant in Sheila's Ascension painting?
The upper left side of the middle of the picture as you're looking at it. Silly Bob. We'll give you the details. It's right there to the left. Just right there. You're looking at it right there. Find the key and go...
I'm looking at it. Upper left side,
the key.
There's no...
The key is in the Labyrinth painting.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the Ascension painting, is it?
What? It's jumping around.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What? Everybody's fucked up. Everybody's on a different fucking painting, a different page. What are we doing here?
You got Corbin recording his new album.
It's a good thing you like to fuck, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it is, baby.
Yeah, but they're probably connected.
Bingo. Yeah.
So I am the burning bush.
Yes.
Does the burning bush produce carbon?
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about. Midian.
Yeah,
carbon comes from Midian.
That's media, Ion. Media.
No, that's Midian.
Moses' wife came from Midian, right?
Yes.
So Carolyn is Moses' wife?
No, but she kept the flock of Jethro, his father. And Moses
did everybody,
will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Troublesome. It's troublesome.
Ion, that was in Doctor Who.
Actually, Exodus chapter 3 might have been where Doctor Who got the storyline from. Although we're very fond of jelly babies also. The Tom Baker world is delicious.
So Ion said the most important sentence of 2014 and nobody asked him a question about it.
What was the most important statement?
Carolyn pointed it out. It was about lipids
lysine. Trimethylated lysine. And the wall. The
mountain.
White wall.
No, the white stone. The white stone.
Isaiah.
You guys are... You're fucking up the statement already, I can tell.
Doctor.
All right, no, Isaiah.
Thanks. 40.
I mean, does the ring of fire have to do with the lampstands?
Yes. All flesh is grass.
Grass in terms of something that doesn't burn?
Grass burns.
And how about Sheila's other question? Was there a bush that was supposed to burn, but it wasn't?
It was about the burning bush. It was not consumed by the fire.
So then the burning bush does not emit carbon, so there's nothing burning?
Doesn't have anything to do with carbon. It echoes from the burning bush. Moses stood on holy ground. Fire from God descended down, set the roadside bush on fire. It was a fleece, a sign, a wonder. The answer that you're asking about is in Isaiah 40. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likenesses will you compare unto him? The workman melted the graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over the gold and cast the silver chains. He hath no impoverished, that he hath no obligation. Oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have ye not been told from the beginning? Have ye not understood the foundations of the earth? Is it he that sitteth on the circle of the earth? Mind the lampstands. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out under as a tent to dwell in, that bringing up the prices to nothing, and making the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in this earth, especially on the triple witching hour. And he shall also blow on them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them up as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal? Says the Holy One, Alabab. Alabab, that's a good product. Making one Alabab. I'll have an Alabab. An Alabab. Oh, the Algonquin Hotel will never be the same. Lift up your eyes and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He called them out by their names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and bringeth into might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up on wings as eagles, and they shall run and not weary, and they shall walk and not faint. See?
That's 40 what?
Holy
Isaiah
cow.
40?
Chapter 40. Yeah.
What are the verse numbers?
2 through 31.
Why did you go, holy cow, Sheila?
Because there was so much in that. I was trying to pick what to ask because it was just incredible.
Is it about the burning bush?
It's about a lot of things.
It sort of summed up what you've been talking about. The tree. Go ahead. You got it. You drive it. This is your chicken, Sheila. Let's fuck it.
That's not a good visual.
Are you bragging?
Ion, I saw something on Google that said about Daniel saw the stone, and it's part of the description of what the song is about.
Yes.
It's about Daniel staying the wrath of King Nebuchadnezzar against the wise men of Babylon by giving a description and interpretation of the king's restless dream.
Yeah.
It's about Bob.
Hold on. Let's see. Vision is that of a rolling stone hewn out of a mountain and not made of human hands, which breaks through Babylon, becomes a mountain, and fills the entire earth.
That's awesome. That is incredible. Is that sacred scripture you're reading?
No, it's the lyrics to the song.
It's a description of what the song's about.
I mean, that's a pretty good description of what we're doing. We're knocking out Babylon, the
right,
mountain, Bob, is filling the whole earth. We're going to become a cult someday. We're going to be so powerful, we'll be a cult someday.
Won't.
We will make the
without
top
Bill,
100
without
billboards.
Bill, without Bill, you're doomed.
Wait, listen to this, because it goes off.
Look, Suzanne's getting insights. Pattern recognition flowing out of Dallas.
It says, a young David, as well as Jesus, got hold of the same stone, and now they, with their families, want to get hold of it too. The stone turned mountain, turned inheritor of earth, is the only game in town. Call it what you like, this rolling stone breaks down crowns and thrones and all that oppresses, and it somehow encompasses all good, drawing in and redeeming all manner of things, making them well and whole.
Did you say makes them a hell hole?
That Dallas accent.
Come on,
the Texas.
Come on, Brian. Let's go on down to the hell hole.
Makes them well and whole. I don't have an accent.
Well and whole. That's okay.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on a lesbian sex scene anyway. So don't worry.
That commentary that Susanna read, though, talks about breaking down crowns and thrones and all things that oppress. Isn't that a bit backwards?
Yeah. There's no coronation needs to be destroyed.
The Isom Lee Trio, do they not do their own kind of take on the lyrics? Is it important to find that one?
They do the correct one. Everything else
right. Is
knockabout. That's the reason we're important. It's about that one.
Does it have anything to do with when they say, this is not the stone? Because I can't find that in anybody else's version.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't find the lyrics that have as they were sung either.
They're good. They're like, keep on going along, because this is, that's good. I like that. Thanks.
And does this mountain have a physical location?
Maybe we should make a karaoke version.
What did you say? Hip hop?
No, karaoke.
Karaoke, yes.
Bob can buy Oki a car. He won't have to karaoke around.
Okay, well, what? How do you do karaoke? Did you put the song on and then you mime
you
it or something?
Take some money and you go down to the dealership and you put a contract on a vehicle. They agree on the price, and you sign the buyer's order. And then you go to the sales business office, and they convince you to finance it. And then you don't want to finance it because of all the back-end fees that they build in. And you don't want their extended warranty. You don't want their undercoat. You don't have to pay destination charges. You want to pay 1.2% below invoice. And once you do that, then you secure and take delivery. And once you take delivery, then you drive down and get Oki. You say, here, Oki. We know I'm going to carry Oki. What you do?
So, Sarah Courtney, why are you pointing out May 5th tailgate beginning around hour 3:53? What's on there?
That's where you guys talk about the crash. Predict it.
Oh, we talk about the May 6th crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, during tailgate. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tailgate, May 5th. So that would be later in the afternoon of the day it happened.
Yeah, it happened
on the 6th.
That's
very good research.
Well, maybe it was the 6th, because didn't tailgate go into the night?
Yeah, no, you're saying May 5th. That makes sense. Tailgate,
yeah.
Well, that's later. That's good research there. Give her a tip or something, Nyan.
The hermetic grid.
He's making a pun, I think.
I was going to ask Carolyn about that.
You're saying you were going to ask Carolyn about
hematocrit. And What I was going to say was that hematocrit is usually spoken about when you're looking to see if someone is low in iron.
Yeah.
Or if, like, their iron levels. And that iron is such an easily oxidized
oxygen. Remember the issue with oxygen. Okay.
Good. Yeah, so if we have less oxygen, then I wonder what will happen to the iron in the blood.
It will change.
It will change, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the blood isn't as red. Maybe it's not as orangey red. Without the oxygen.
Are you saying the blood will be more orange in color?
No, less orangey red and more bluey red, I think. When it oxidizes, it turns orangey color, iron.
So the yellow comes out, what you're saying.
Yeah, so with less oxygen, and more hydrogen, or the hydrogen burning up the whatever, eating up the oxygen. Is that correct, Ion?
It's garbled, honey. If we answered it, it wouldn't suit you.
So carbon dating of bones measures the radioactivity they've endured through Ion?
Radiocarbons, yeah.
See, that's totally different than what I would think something that was scientifically used to date something would do, because really, couldn't an exorbitant amount of radioactivity in a concentrated area create a perception of thousands and trillions of years passing?
Yes.
Is that what takes place when people look at bones and they say it's 3 million years old?
Well, they carbon date it, right?
No.
Will the blood turn blue?
Purple.
And didn't Ion say that the blood will become luminescent?
We are here, and yes, we did.
Is a purple closer to violet or more true purple?
Neither.
Okay, indigo.
An iridescent periwinkle.
Yes, that's my periwinkle. Is it like the purple that's on the fruit on the tree of life? Is it kind of only could be visualized as a perception seen through mist?
No, no, no. We like that. We like the entendre, but it doesn't quite fit. Fun entendre, but it doesn't quite fit.
Are we going to be like lizards that they can regenerate their limbs or their tail when they...
No, it won't be that way because, see, you see, with the change, then the way plants make photosynthesis is going to change the way it makes sugar. Our sugar will replete photosynthesis.
Well, yeah, because the sugar byproduct is ethanol. Is that right?
Well, ethyl hydroxide, but actually it's even going to be different than that. The methylation of that ethyl alcohol will change the way you'll process it. That's the way that the sorbitols and those things work.
And then the land will respond.
The earth will respond in kind, as it always do.
And we talking about chlorophyll? Did he say chlorophyll?
No, we did not say chlorophyll. Bob, you're talking about amyl nitrate.
What does
no,
that's
not one.
The photosynthesizers.
Photosynthesis will change.
Right. And Bob, we're not talking about
there is no more oxygen.
It's less oxygen. Not completely gone. Okay. If God had a name, what would you call it?
Alana Morissette?
If you had just one question, what would the question be?
What about the Solomon Temple?
Cinnamon is delicious on sticky buns.
Salomon's Temple.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I had one question, I want to know who said that I liked right angles.
We do. So that's all you like. You don't have anything obtuse. It's either square or not. Anything that's not square is out of bounds. And will be thoroughly judged by those in charge. Yes.
I have one question.
Well, better hurry.
Is there a crown above the sword in the garden painting?
Yes.
Thank you.
7 points. Bring out the point.
Does the little book have anything to do with... okay, thanks.
Well, what is it, a crown above the what, Sheila?
The sword.
Okay, all in, all good, all done.